It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome in to the Landry Football Podcast on the Landry Football Podcast Network. As we've got a topic today that I want to get into and discuss about how head coaches need to properly delegate responsibilities on their staff. This is something that is universal among college football, the NFL. We're going to tackle both levels. There's certainly some of this stuff is very useful that I've talked about in clinics with high school coaches as well. But for those of you that are fans of college football and the NFL and you know a lot and have questions a lot about responsibilities, we're going to get into that and how you need to properly delegate. All brought to you today by our great friends at Prize Picks. I really enjoy the way they operate, the way you pick 2 to 5 players and they score more or less than their Prize Picks projections. You can win 10 times your money. It's a lot of fun. I think you're going to love hearing about it. I want to remind you that you can get even more detailed film room analysis of the college game, the pro game, and get in more depth and topics. We've already got a couple of coaching searches underway. Nebraska, Arizona State, Georgia Tech's the third one. We're going to have more. And I think as you put together a staff, now's the time to talk about some of the things like the topic we're going to have today. But we've got more details for you over at LandryFootball.com. So make sure that you take advantage of the football season sale today. And we'd like to ask you to sign up, subscribe, like, and share Off the Hook Sports YouTube channel, as well as the Landry Football Podcast Network. You hear this a lot, and we've had issues, particularly in the NFL, with Nathaniel Hackett, a first-time head coach, that is having a hard time and recently just hired in the middle of the season somebody to help him. This is something that should have been done and should have been foreseen by the front office, the administration, and even Nathaniel to this point, but it didn't. So I want to get into it. A lot of times people will say things like, well, you better not be the play caller if you become a head coach. You may be a great offense coordinator, defense coordinator, but you've got to give that up. Not necessarily. We're going to get into that. There are times where that is true. There are times where that is not true. Here's the way I look at it. I've been involved in many coaching searches and coaching staff evaluations. Here's what I want. You've got to properly evaluate the head coach. And the head coach has to put his ego aside and realistically evaluate where he's strong, where he's not as strong. I think those are the things that get misunderstood and maybe get misevaluated. If you're a great offensive play caller, and that's what you do well, and that is the main reason why you're getting hired to get that job, then it makes sense to continue to do that. If you feel like somebody is better at it than you, then you need to give that to someone else to be the play caller. But if you're the best guy and you're a brilliant play caller, I didn't want Steve Spurrier worried about other stuff. I wanted him calling plays because he was a really good play caller. So keep that. But what you have to understand is the coordinator job is a full-time job. The head coach job is a full-time job. You can't do 2 full-time jobs. You can't do them well. So here's how you have to deal with it. There's certain things that have to be done, regardless who does it. So if you are, let's just use an example, the offensive play caller, but you're also the head coach. A, are you going to be able to coordinate all the meetings during the week? If you're going to do that, then somebody has to handle the administrative part of being a head coach, because there's always somebody coming in your office for something. It's the players got to deal with this. You have to have, if you're going to be the coordinator, you're going to run the meetings as a coordinator, then you have to have somebody that can run those meetings for you if you have to step out, or make sure that somebody from an administrative standpoint is acting on the head coach things, or at least getting the information, and then when there is time for the head coach to make them. You've got to have those things planned. But it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be the play caller. It just means you've got to delegate. Game day situations. If you're an offensive play caller, you're not focused on when the defense is on the field. When your defense is on the field, you're talking with your offensive guys. So you better have a defensive coordinator that has control, that essentially can make all the decisions, be the head coach of the defense, so to speak. But what if you have to deal with timeout situations? If you're going to be the guy that's sitting there talking to the offensive linemen, to the quarterbacks, to the receivers, to the entire offense, you're looking at the camera shots, the film shots, the still shots, then you better have somebody upstairs that can, A, it's always going to have somebody to advise you on game management situations anyway. But you as the head coach, you have to make those decisions on game day, or you have to delegate them to somebody. And if it's to the defensive coach when the defense is on the field, like calling a timeout or what have you, you've got to make sure that you give that up if you're going to be the full-on offensive coordinator. What can work is you can have a coordinator run the meetings, but you be in there. You can have a quarterback coach slash coordinator in title or coordinator without a title that is going to be the guy talking to the offense when the defense is on the field to allow the head coach to be there and make head coaching decision while the defense is on the field. It's very difficult to do both, okay? And it's, even if you do that, do you have the full grasp of what's going on offensively? Do you need to be listening in and communicating and not just getting the information filtered between series for your offense? I think if you're going to be a play caller, you've got to approach it on game day as a head coach like you're the offensive coordinator. And then somebody has to help you with head coach responsibilities, game management situations. So you've got to be able to do that. And so how do you structure it? Well, you have to identify, and we do this in our critical factors concept when I'm involved in evaluating coaching staffs and I'm involved in evaluating and recruiting guys that can be good fits for a coaching staff. Is it's not just who's a good play caller. It's who's a good teacher. In college, it's also who can recruit. In the NFLs, who are really good teachers? Who are the best quarterback teachers and the best receiver teachers? And do they understand things the same language, or is there going to be a barrier? Is there seamless ability to adjust? Somebody could get sick. Somebody could have an illness in the family. You've got to be able to adjust and have people to where you have shared responsibilities with the understanding of who's in charge, but you have to have that planned out ahead. And you have to do that. It starts with the proper evaluation of the skill sets of everybody that you hire. I believe that, again, if you're a Jimmy Johnson, for example, he was not a defensive coordinator type, and he certainly wasn't an offensive guy. He was a pretty good defensive line coach. He was a really good evaluator of personnel, which is why the Cowboys were so good, because he was the de facto general manager. Even though he didn't have the title, he made all the personnel decisions. He was also good at handling the team, motivating, challenging, you know, pats on the back, kicks in the butt, knowing who and when and where, how to do that.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Also good at handle things in game day situations. You need to be able to do that. And I think that ideally you'd like to have your head coach do that. If you're a Bill Belichick type, Bill Belichick trains all of his coaches. You notice he doesn't hire hotshot, Mr. Hotshot offensive coordinator, Mr. Hotshot defensive coordinator, that's going to come in and we're going to junk everything and do things a different way. Bill Belichick decides everything that they're going to run on offense and defense. He will hire and train the coaches to do it his way. He has the smallest staff, one of the smallest coaching staffs in the league. Now, how he does it, he's the head coach. He's on the headset. He communicates with his coordinators. He's trained them to do it the way he wants to do it. They're very versatile. They're very cerebral on his staff because he's taught them that way. Bill could run and call that offense or defense at any time, because he is familiar with it, all three facets of the game, as good as anybody on that staff, because he's taught everybody on that staff how to do it. He's taught everybody on that staff how to scout. So he doesn't do it and call the plays. It's a, quote unquote, a collaborative effort. But what it is it allows him to sit there, listen, run the game from a head coach standpoint, delegate, jump in and say, now, hold on, think about this. Do you want to? And so he can jump in on offense, defense, special teams, and maybe give that sage advice that can help any of the play callers and decision makers. So he's freed up to do it. That is ideal, which if you want to do it. But if you have, and this happens a lot in the NFL, we're going to hire that guy to train our quarterback and do that. Well, can he do the other things? He's no experience in that. You better hire an experienced staff. You can't dictate what they're going to do, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to sit there and tell me in that interview who you're going to hire to do that. Look, Nathaniel, you have no experience as a head coach. You're brought in here mainly for this task, but these other tasks need to be taken care of. And it's not just, okay, who's going to run the defense? But who's going to help you on game day decisions? You haven't done that. That's going to need to be handled. We're going to have to decide before you get that job who that job is going to be. You need to be comfortable. I need to be comfortable. But we can't let game management decisions fall by the wayside. We can't let play calling on offense, defense, or special teams go by the wayside. We can't let, again, game management, timeouts, field position, go for it, punt, you have to have a good flow for what's going on. As a coordinator, you're going to have a pretty good understanding of whether you might want to go for it on fourth down based on down distance situation, but how well you're blocking a front. What are they doing defensively? How likely you are to be able to convert? How easily or how difficult? But on the defensive side, you may not have as good a feel if you're on the offense. Your defensive coordinator better have that same feel that you have in running the offense, or vice versa. If the defensive guy is going to run it, most defensive coaches allow their defensive coordinator to run it. It's maybe less complex to run a defense, But you've got to have good play callers outside of you as the head coach. But if you're the best one, if you're Sean Payton and you're the best play caller, then you need to do that. Sean was a good motivator. Sean had a good feel. Sean didn't leave the sideline for the most part, or the front of the sidelines, to go back and talk to the quarterback or the offense. He would talk to them, but then he would concentrate on what's going on in between series and whatnot. But he was in communication. Joe Lombardi did it, and certainly he's had other assistants on the staff that are still there, some of them, that handle that. And then he had a Dennis Allen type guy, or whoever was running the defense at the time, Greg Williams or whomever, that basically handled a lot of that. But he would also give his input. We need to get after the quarterback here in this series. But it means you want more pressure here? Yeah, I think we need to, whatever you got to do, we got to get pressure. He's getting too comfortable. I'm noticing it. Those are the type of things. So you may be a great play caller, but you also have intuitive skills to see what's going on with the other team's offense, even though you're the offense play, you're the head coach and the play caller for your offense. You want to be able to have that ability to share good nuggets of information for other guys on your staff. So I do think the best way, if you can, is to delegate somebody that can handle meetings, even though you're going to be in the meetings and you can oversee things. It's, you know, Nick Saban in college worked with the secondary every day. Everything they're doing on defense is what he wants, how he wants it, how it's called. But he also gives some latitude. He will give his input because he also is very involved in what they're doing offensively, what they're calling it, when they're calling it, and the adjustments that need to be made. So I think that's the first thing that you need to look at. I want to tell you about the great folks at Prize Picks. I mean, you know, for example, just give you an idea. Say you got a game tonight, and tonight I'm taking Patrick Mahomes to throw for more than 320 passing yards, Derrick Henry or Jonathan Taylor to run for less than 85 yards, Cooper Kupp to score more than a half a touchdown, and Tyreek Hill to catch less than 3.5 passes a game. It's really fun. It really gets you into the strategy of the game as a player. And how does it work? You pick 2 to 5 players. And if they will go score or more or less than the prize pick projections.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You can win up to 10 times your money on any entry. No competing against other people. It's just you versus the projections available. Prize Picks offer projections on any sport that you watch. NFL, certainly, college football. The NBA is getting ready to get started. The Major League Baseball is in its stretch run. NHL is getting going. The PGA is rounding up their season, but they're going to start up pretty soon. Men's college basketball, women's college basketball, soccer, WNBA, which got done, NASCAR, tennis, you name it. That's what's great. You can bet in-game action. It's a lot of fun. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's just that easy. That's safe and fast withdrawals, currently operational in over 30 states. All you got to do, download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com. That's PRIZEPICKS.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code Landry. That's all caps, L-A-N-D-R-Y. If you deposit 100, Prize Picks will give you 100. Simple as that. If you deposit 50, they'll give you 50. How can you beat that? Don't forget, you get that by entering promo code Landry, all caps, L-A-N-D-R-Y, at sign up for an instant deposit match of up to $100. So make sure that you check it out today. So getting back now, as we get a feel for it, looking at certain people, Belichick does it differently. Sean Payton was very good in running things. But the key is not to do it like somebody else does it. The key is to hire the best people. Make sure that you got every aspect covered. So what you have to do is make a flow chart. Every task that must be done during the week in game preparation, during game day, in practice, in the offseason, in training camp, everything. I mean everything from the trainers that hand out the water to the equipment guys in their roles, who's going to have the horn. All of that needs to be labeled out as a task, and it must be assigned with a qualified person with experience that can do it, with a backup for every task. That is working with the person responsible for the task, but learning the task and can jump in at any moment and take over that task for whatever reason necessary. I think that's incredibly important. You've got responsibilities on game day. Who calls in the signals? Do you call in signals? How do you communicate it? You got position coaches who will handle their position. I think everybody understands that. But when you come in and get together, who's really handling, who's going to talk to the receivers and the quarterbacks? Going to be usually the quarterback coach or coordinator. If the coordinator's up in the box, then it will be somebody designated that's going to talk on the field with the headset in mind, maybe with a phone call down, and then obviously with input from everyone else. You don't just do that. You have to have that organized. And how you're going to do it, what's the rhythm? You can't have five people talking at once. Shut up. Listen. Here's what we're doing. Here's what we need to focus on. First of all, you get the impact from the players. An offensive guard is going to see something that you are not able to see from the sideline. They may not even be able to catch upstairs. But they're seeing something, and it may be just as simple as, I can't block that guy. I need help. Okay? Whatever. You've got to make that adjustment from a blocking scheme, from a route scheme, whatever the case may be. Defensively, same thing. What are they doing? What are you seeing? Why did you miss on that series two consecutive calls, two consecutive adjustments? What confused you? Why did it confuse you? Let's unconfuse you. Let's make sure that you've got your keys, because it's different than we told you. Or why are you confused? That's exactly what we taught you during the week. Then you've got to figure out how to correct it. You've got to have the right communication skills. Well, you have to have the right people in a position to do that. And you have to know that when you hire the staff. And so everybody on that staff has to have a role, has to have what I think is a real strength to what they're doing. And if you do that effectively, then you're going to be in good position to delegate comfortably so that you can be the role that you want to be it as more of the coordinator, more of the head coach. Maybe you need help as a coordinator role and as a head coach so that you can maximize your value. It does not matter if you're working 18 hours a day. You need to work 18 smart hours a day. You have to make sure that everything is delegated, from the preparation, from the film breakdowns, from the scouting. Everything is organized to a T, and there's a right flow chart so that you immediately know where the problem is, how to fix it. And if that is removing somebody in a position, putting more help, giving more assistance, whatever the case may be.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You got to have some help in one of those jobs or both of those jobs. It really varies. Defensive coaches tend to be in better position, as I mentioned, to delegate to a defensive coordinator and become a head coach. Philosophically, this is where the head coach and his background and his philosophy matters. Well, it's important to know this. In college, the head coach is the general manager. In the NFL, do you have a football guy as a general manager that can say, look, this is what we're looking for as a head coach. We've got a young quarterback. We need to develop him. We want to have the ability philosophically to be a good running team and to really focus on defense so that we don't put everything on the quarterback to go out and have to freewheel it all the time. Fine. You can hire a defensive head coach. He may delegate, but he needs to make sure that you hire the best guy that can develop that young quarterback, teach that young quarterback, and facilitate the players around him to maximize the value of that quarterback. And if you don't do that correctly, or if you are going to do it yourself because you're an offensive coach, you may not be as good doing it. And you're not serving the players well enough because you're maybe need to be spending more time with the quarterback, but you're having to deal with head coaching issues with a defensive lineman who's got a personal issue that you've got to help jump in on. You have to have all of those things handled and thought out beforehand. So maybe you have somebody that's going to handle those personal things, but some of those things, no one will have the authority to do other than a head coach. So that becomes an issue that you have to maybe jump out of that meeting. If you do that, do you have a quarterback coach or somebody there that is your right-hand man running your offense with you that can jump in and give the same message, not a fractured message and where you're communicating poorly? I think all of those things need to be understood. It seems like it's very simple to do. It seems like, well, doesn't everybody do that? No, not everybody does it. Or they may try to do it, but they don't do as good a job of hiring the right people. They know people, and this is one of the problems when you hire a first-time head coach. What's their background? How many people they know? So why we often ask, who are you going to hire on your staff? What do you think about the guys that they're going to hire on their staff? Look, if you got a first-time head coach, you don't want to have first-time coordinators. You got a green head coach. You got green coordinators. What the hell are you doing? You're going to be a first-time head coach. We're going to surround you with experience. And you need to be, your ego needs to be in check, and you need to not be thin-skinned, and you need to be comfortable enough in yourself that you're the head coach. But we're going to surround you with people that are really good. Not so that we can bump them up to your job if you don't do well. We're talking about so that you do the best you can to get the right information and to get the right people to lean on. So if I got a first-time head coach, there's going to be an experienced coordinator that sees the game the way you do if you're an offensive coach and defensively has experience coordinating and understands philosophically what you want to do. And a special teams coordinator that understands not only how to teach, but the style of how you want to play, what type of coverage units, what type of protection units. Those things are often overlooked and are not vetted through properly. And it leads to problems during the season. And this is where we have a lot of breakdowns. And so you're dealing with a young coach, young coordinators. Denver's dealing with this right now. This is where a lot of this is coming from. You got somebody that's not experienced calling plays, somebody that's not experienced as a head coach. Well, that's a setup to fail. I mean, this is a tough business to learn on the job. Of course, they're going to get better. But if it's going to cost you a season or cost you half of a season, that's a pretty heavy price to pay. If you've got an experienced head coach like Bill Belichick, you can hire green coordinators. You can take a guy that's on defense, put him on offense. Because they are doing what the head coach wants. In college, the reason why Alabama is so successful, despite all their coaching changes, is because the message doesn't change. The system doesn't change. What they do on offense, defense, and special teams, what they do, how they do it, and how they call it stays the same. You come in as a coordinator, be it a very experienced guy or a young guy, and it's usually an experienced guy, you're going to learn our terminology at Alabama. You're going to call it the way we call it. You're going to have to adjust so everybody in the building doesn't have to adjust to you. You're taking this job. Here's what you're going to have to learn. So one of the things that Nick does is he'll take guys like that and he'll bring them in before he hires them. And he will basically give them the lay of the land, and it's their responsibility to understand. Let's say it's a defensive coach, offensive coach, whatever the case may be. Their responsibility is to learn the offense or defense as quick as they can. And then Nick will quiz them on it. He will give them a test. He'll give them a quiz. He'll bring them in the office. You have to learn it, because if you can't learn it quickly, you're going to have a hard time teaching it. Because if you don't know the language, you don't know how we're calling it, and you revert to back the way you used to call it, then it affects the growth and the learning period for the players. So all those things need to be understood, and the great ones can do that. The ones that have success, it's a fake it till you make it, right? You need to have success in order to have the power to do some of these things. And that sometimes is difficult. But I think if more people would be better prepared into hiring on their staff and following the flow chart of what are the tasks, forget about who you're going to hire, determine the task first, then determine the best person capable of handling that task. From everything, from the head coach, the GM, owner GM, down to the person that's cleaning the facility. How you want it done, when you want it done, and if you determine all the tasks and find the right people, then you're in better position to make the flow chart work and be successful. So hopefully that gives you an idea. Hey, a reminder about our great friends at Prize Pick. I love working with them. I love playing it. You know, I love the games and formats because it's easy to play. It's fun to play during the course of the games. You pick 2 to 5 players, and if they're going to score more or less than the prize pick projection, what could be more fun than that? You can win as much as up to 10 times your money on any entry. No competing against other people. It's just you against the projections available. Prize Picks offers projections on any sport that you have. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's just that easy. It's safe and fast withdrawals, currently operational in 30 states and Canada. Download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. All you have to do is use the promo code Landry, all caps, L-A-N-D-R-Y. And you will get up to a 100% match on $100 max. So you get put $50 in, you get $50 bonus. $100 in, $100 bonus. It's as simple as that. So check them out. Also check out LandryFootball.com to get the best football information, game previews. If it involves players, teams, coaches, schemes, games, we got it for you at LandryFootball.com on the college and NFL level. So make sure that you check it out today. Sign up for the Landry Football Podcast channel. Subscribe, like, and share that. Also sign up for Off the Hook Sports YouTube channel. Subscribe, like, and share that as well. It's great being with you. We'll talk to you again next time. We'll have interesting topics. We're looking for your suggestions as well. So make sure that you communicate with us. So that's why we ask you to subscribe, like, and share this to your friends. Hey, have a great football rest of the week and weekend. Enjoy the games. And we'll talk to you next time on another edition of the Landry Football Podcast on the Landry Football Podcast Network.
With
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.